Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Tehran, Iran. Iran has built a theme park to train children for war. That's the headline. Ken Timmerman will join me in a moment with more details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Let me talk to you about one final thing. Iran has put up a new theme park, like a Disney World. And this park is for children, and they go there, they get a military uniform, they learn war games. I mean, they're preparing the children for what's going to happen in the future.
Something, Jimmy, that's pretty extraordinary. They take 8 to 10 year old kids, dress them up in military uniforms, have them go through simulations of battles in the Iran-Iraq war, chant death to Israel, death to the United States, engage in mock battles against Americans and Israelis. The level of indoctrination is mind-boggling to people in the United States and indeed to most countries around the world. I wrote about this at Front Page Mag on Thursday. The problem with our foreign policy establishment in Washington is that they look at what Iran does. That's good. You've got to look at what they do. But they do not listen to what they actually say. And they say death to America, and our foreign policy people say, well, you know, they're not really serious. It's not really true. Don't listen to that. It's just bombastic. They don't really mean it. They mean it. They really mean it. And the danger that we are facing, and that I believe President Trump will face as of day one, is a challenge from the Islamic State of Iran, where their rhetoric, where their ideology meets their military capabilities. And that, I think, is far greater of a challenge to us than ISIS or the Islamist groups around the world, because the Iranian regime is on the verge of a nuclear weapons capability.
Ken Timmerman reporting from Washington that Iran means what they say. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled.
For more on the latest news out of the Middle East, you can check out our website at prophecytoday.com. Right now, here's Jimmy DeYoung again with a prophetic perspective on today's news.
Iran is now training their children to grow up and destroy the Jewish state of Israel. If you have a moment, think about this with me. Iran's new children's theme park, where they dress children as military forces, then they train them in war games as part of an overall plan by Iran to destroy the Jewish state of Israel. Iran is mentioned as Persia in Ezekiel chapter 38 and verse 5, which they were until 1936 when they changed their name from Persia to Iran. That statement from Ezekiel. Ezekiel 38 reveals there will be a coalition of nations who align themselves against Israel and endeavor to wipe them off the face of the earth. God will intercede and actually wipe Iran off the face of the earth instead. That's Ezekiel 39:2. In the meantime, Iran continues to develop a nuclear weapon of mass destruction and train their children to destroy the state of Israel. Bible prophecy will be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up. Until...